makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Wednesday, the 24th of September. Texans held their first practice of the week to prepare for the Jaguars. Coach Gary Kubiak talked about the emergence of rookie Steve Slayton. And Andre Johnson and Matt Schaub talked about what the offense will have to do to put points on the board against the Jags. But first, Texans fans, please know the team's 2008 schedule has changed because of Hurricane Ike. The Texans now will play the Ravens on November 9th. For more information, go to HoustonTexans.com.
Alright, 72. Alright, 72.
Rookie Steve Slayton proved that he is more than a third down back. The running back was nominated for Rookie of the Week honors because of his 116-yard performance against the Titans. And he impressed Kubiak with his ability to block.
Well, he didn't have any choice. You know, I think we're all excited about his start and his first game out. The quicker he becomes a fine, fine player, the better it's going to be for our football team here. I think the thing that was very encouraging to all of us is we were concerned how much of a load he could handle. And ended up handling a lot more than we expected. So that was very encouraging. And he's out here. He looked fine today. He's all business, you know.
Did people talk about when he was drafted, well, maybe he's only a third down back in the NFL. Did you always think he could handle everything?
I think maybe that's because of what you saw him do in college, you know, in that spread system. But he's obviously shown us that he can do everything and they've protected well in the game. Had one blitz pick up where he actually ended up on Haynesworth and went in there, mustered it up, and did the best he could, and did a good job. So I'm encouraged by the progress he's making, and I'm really encouraged by how he's come back from his first NFL start to practice today. He was fine.
Andre Johnson has taken responsibility for two touchdown catches he dropped against the Titans, and he is standing behind quarterback Matt Schaub, who also struggled in the game.
It's big. You look around the league, and you know you hear a lot of different things about different quarterbacks, and you know their coaches stand behind them, and you know their teammates stand behind them, and I stand behind Matt. I know Matt's a great player, and I know Matt's going to be a great player. Right now, you know, it's not just him struggling; it's all of us struggling. So, you know, he can't take the blame for everything. You know, it's not a one man's game. You know, we're out there on the field trying to play just like he is, and you know, he can't take the blame for all of it. So, you know, we're just going to rally behind him.
Many people in the media have called for Schaub to be replaced by backup Sage Rosenfeld after Schaub posted a 51.7 passer rating in the first two games. But Kubiak and the team believe in Schaub. The quarterback said he is ready to prove them right.
Yeah, you know, there's a few plays there that I definitely, you know, would alter what I did. But there at the end, you know, we're trying to make a play. And, you know, there are a couple of throws there late that I'm just trying to, you know, put the ball in the end zone. And you know, had a couple of turnovers at the end. But, you know, there are definitely plays on film there early in the game that, you know, I don't use characteristically make. So I just need to clean those things up and understand that I'm going to have to play a lot better for us to win.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.